my mother wrote and said, what do I do now? And they said, you and your daughter had better come along and we'll interview you.
Where was this?
In Camden Town with Hobday. He wasn't terribly, I won't say he wasn't interested, but his prime interest was that he had heard that morning the child had been born to a veterinary couple, and so it was the first purebred veterinary surgeon in the country. And he was thrilled a bit for that. I would probably have worn a coat and skirt. A hat, of course. Yes. We weren't allowed to go to college in breeches or certainly not slacks.
So when you went for your interview, you were looking quite smart.
Oh, yes.
And why did your mother go with you?
Well, that was sort of normal at that time. It seemed quite natural. I'd be 17.
What kind of impression did you have of Hobday?
A chap of, obviously, of character. Not someone to be frightened of, but to respect.
Were you aware of his reputation?
No, only that he was well known. What I do remember is that I think he regarded it as a routine thing. He was so short of money for the college that any student who was prepared to pay was acceptable. And if it was a woman, why he was quite keen on having women was the papers were interested because it was unusual. And if he sent them a piece, so to speak, saying he'd got another woman student or something about a woman student, was fairly likely to get into the papers. And he could then add the fact that unfortunately the college building was literally falling down and they couldn't get a government grant and they were short of money and he didn't know what would happen if it literally fell down. So that was really why he was mad keen to get women, because he could get something into the papers.
What do you think his personal attitude was towards women training to be vets?
Oh, if they wanted to be, let them be. Why not? I mean, he was a very sort of friendly... he was like your favourite uncle. You know, he was that sort of a chap. Very pleasant. Very good surgeon.
How was he a good surgeon?
He was neat with his fingers. He knew his anatomy and he had patience.